Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Oh, well, hello, the internet, and welcome to season 55, episode 4 of the Daily Zeitgeist.
I was trying to go, keep going.
Yeah, let me get through this, young one.
I'm doing my best.
For Thursday, November 1st, 2018, my name is Miles Gray, a.k.a. Pour some miles of gray, oh, in the name of love. Pour some miles of gray. Come on, yell, fuck Trump. All right, well, you know what? What even is this? Is a good way to describe that, AKA, but that is also the display name of the person who submitted that at Sort of Profound. Thank you for that, Def Leppard, AKA. And I have the distinct honor of being joined by one of the greats, the all-time greats of Mount Zeitgang. You know her. I don't even need to give an introduction. Just step to the stage, Jamie Loftus.
AKA Love Loft Us Up Where We Belong. Woo!
Drop the bomb!
That's from Christy Yamaguchi May.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes. Bombing of Dresden on Reddit. No, that's their username. I stay up on it.
See, I was searching. I was really searching for some AKAs this morning. That one really tickled me.
Yeah.
I'm tickled.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it.
How have you been? It's been a while.
I'm good. I know. I feel like I've been missing Mount Zeitgang quite a bit.
Yeah,
recently.
Well, they miss you. But we're not, because everyone will get our dose of Loftus in a moment. But I would also love to introduce our guest in our third seat, the hilarious writer, performer, and you might know her from the Learned Up podcast, Sarah Isaacson.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. Good. I'm well, given that it's the first of the month. Paychecks coming in.
Oh, that's rabbit, right. Rabbit. Rent's going out.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Does anyone do rabbit, rabbit?
My family and I do rabbit, rabbit. And you know what? I talked to my mom this morning and we did not do rabbit, rabbit. But you know what that means?
What?
We're going to have to do tibber, tibber tonight.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
This
Hold
is
on.
Great. Hold no on. One ever knows what this shit is.
Do you know tibber, tibber?
Did you know this, Anna?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so the brown people were like...
Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is rabbit? Please go on.
I'm sorry. Let me explain. So, I think for good luck, on the first of the month, the first thing you have to say to someone is rabbit rabbit. If you say like, hey, what's up? Or like, hey, can I get a latte? Like, you fucked up. You gotta like... So
you got to say rabbit rabbit. And it's like sort of an agreement. Like the other person has to know about it or you're cheating.
What do you mean?
Like if I say rabbit rabbit to you and you don't know what rabbit rabbit is, nothing is done. And in fact, it probably reflects poorly on me.
So you got to make sure you're talking to your own.
It's all about respect and consent with the rabbit rabbit.
But then like you are given a chance at redemption because if you fuck up the rabbit rabbit, the last thing you have to say to someone before you go to bed is tibber tibber, which is, of course, rabbit rabbit backwards.
Wow.
Da-doy.
And this is a thing you've both been doing for your whole life?
Yeah, whole life.
I have a really tragic thread with my cousin that I'm not very close with that's literally just rabbit rabbit.
Over
for years. That's really sad. We don't talk about anything.
God.
But we've been doing rabbit rabbit since we were like five.
Don't break that.
Wait,
you better not
literally
break that.
Like rabbit, 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 rabbit. My fiance broke up with me. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Like it was just like you only get
you
big.
You didn't
news.
Respond to that. You just replied rabbit, rabbit. A
I
month
was like,
later,
tipper, tipper, bitch. Like what are you talking about?
Super producer Nick Stump thinks you guys are making this up.
No,
he's like,
it's
this
real.
Cannot be.
You wish you were this superstitious.
Yeah.
Dude.
And for you mentioned you asked if she was Jewish. Is that like is this a Jewish thing?
I just,
or you just thought maybe it was.
I just thought maybe it was because my whole family.
Maybe
does
it's
it.
An East Coast thing. Y'all are both from the East Coast.
Oh yeah, where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, R. rabbit R. rabbit Buddy to culture. Y'all.
Yes.
But before we get to know more, especially about rabbit rabbit, let's talk about what we're going to check into today. Obviously, you know what we do here. We're just trying to let y'all know what's going on Earth.
Yeah.
Mostly America, though. And we'll talk a little bit about Kanye trying to claw his way back into our hearts. Not going to happen.
Awesome.
Trump just ramping up the hate right before the midterms. You know, awesome. Just do what you know. Really lame attempt at smearing Robert Mueller. And an English woman who has found love in a hopeless place, the netherworld. But first, before we do all that, Sarah.
Yeah.
What is something from your search history, no one else's, your search history, that lets us know a little bit about who you are?
I recently Googled, what do roaches want?
Wow.
It was late at night. And you know how you... like are not supposed to look at screens right before bed. It's like bad for sleep hygiene or whatever.
Oh.
Like it's too stimulating.
It's
or
too
blue
stimulating.
Light isn't good, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's both. So I know I'm not supposed to be like flooding my brain with information and be on social media and Googling stuff, but because I also have like sleep issues, so I shouldn't have been doing this.
Yeah.
But
and you are wearing Snapchat glasses.
That's fair.
That
please
front.
Do let our listeners know. But yeah, I just couldn't help myself, so I Googled what do roaches want because I'd been having a bit of a roach problem.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yep.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know like why are they here? Like what are they after?
This is existentially, what do they want?
I mean,
did
yeah.
you find out?
Well, what happened was I immediately just saw a really gross close-up picture of two roaches followed by the words like sewage. And I was just like, yeah. no.
Oh, they
like,
want?
They want poo.
They want poo-poo and pee.
They want poo?
yeah.
Oh, that's all
they
want is a little
that's
poo
all
and
they
a
little
want? Pee?
Well, then we should just talk to them.
Yeah.
We all have this in common. We all want poo-poo, pee-pee.
Just put a little bowl of poo-poo out by your
that's
door.
Right.
And it's like a bird bath.
That's like, it's a rabbit-rabbit thing. It's good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Leave a little bowl of poo-poo outside your
uh-huh.
door in the first of
when
the month.
You first yes. mentioned it, I thought it was like a parody movie of What Women Want.
Oh, that's funny.
Or something. And I was
yeah.
like, wait, are you working on a script? Like, this is amazing.
What Men Want is coming out in January.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Taraji P. Henson. Listen, baby.
Right.
I bet it's going to be like an Overboard situation where it's like this should never have been remade. Like we don't like just by flipping the genders, you can't make this right.
Right.
You know?
Like let's yeah, just like make a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, can we just do that?
I don't think it's a mystery what men want either. Like there's nothing illuminating about it. They're like, well, she'll find out dudes are gross. Cool.
Yeah. It'll be a 5 minute. It's a short actually.
Yeah. Yeah, where she just hears everyone's head. They're like, yeah, I wonder if she looks like naked.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All
she
right,
just
credits.
Kills herself.
What is something that you think is overrated?
IMAX. And I know that might get
IMAX
me...
theaters or IMAX computers?
Oh, I'm sorry. IMAX theaters.
Okay.
And the
good.
Experience of seeing a movie in IMAX.
Okay. So I was going to say, leave IMAX, the computer alone. I had a Blueberry one when
Whoa.
It first came out.
Oh, wow. I haven't Woo! Heard IMAX in a really long time, so I was like, is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's. Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but please go on. IMAX theaters.
IMAX theaters. Just, it's like, hey, would you like to sit on the nose of an airplane as it like dives into the earth? Like, do you want to be in a shark's mouth? Like, no.
It's like if a theater just had a raging erection. Like, it's
yeah.
like, relax.
It's like, relax. Like,
relax.
I don't need to be surrounded like on all sides and just have my senses flooded with like whatever's going on the screen. It's just, it's way too, it's too extra.
Yeah, too
and
much it, for you.
It's too much. And
it's so expensive too.
It's so expensive, which is so stupid. I will say, I think IMAX should be reserved for like a space program,
sure.
you
sure.
know, like so you can feel like you're like, you know.
In the void of
in,
space.
Exactly.
Sure, I got it.
Just a meaningless speck.
So you've just been, it sounds like what you've been doing, the thing where you go to the IMAX at a museum when it's always some wild shit like rocket launch versus
yeah.
like check out, you know, this Christopher Nolan movie in IMAX.
Well, let me tell you something. I've done both. I was first exposed to IMAX when I was a kid, and it was like a planetarium type experience. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is kind of cool. Like, stars are all around me. And then I saw, you know, last year when Dunkirk came out, my boyfriend at the time took me to see Dunkirk at the Universal City Walk
mm-hmm.
In IMAX. Woo! And like, those three things are like disqualifying each of them on their own.
You know, when you said that, I was like, I like this dude. Because
yeah.
I'm a Valley scum kid.
Oh, boy.
And so City Walk is the petri dish in which I multiplied and gathered more
oh
biological
my God.
Matter.
Ooh, that's a gnarly
Not to
image.
Say that. I know what it's like for anyone else to be like, why would anyone come here?
It is
like,
truly a garbage pit of despair.
Guys.
Do you? What? Yeah, everyone.
City Walk is fun.
I know. This is
magical.
The guy
this
who dresses as a shrimp in front of the bubblegum
yes.
shrimp. I give him a high five.
Terry. Yeah, Terry.
I love
Hate
that
it.
Guy.
Hate
He's
it.
So nice.
It's like we... are jealous of Times Square, so we got our own? Like, why? Like,
yeah.
why?
Well, I don't know. It's just, man, that thing has so many different things go in and out of that place.
It really does,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, IMAX films I get, too, but, like, yeah. the cost is pretty prohibitive
it's
in
really
that
crazy.
Sense. Like, I'm not trying to spend $25 to see a
movie.
I
know. You can get a shirt
you.
From, you know, Billabong down the street at CineWalk.
There you go. Quicksilver. Shout out to my homegirl, Kristen Igusa, who's a manager and used to give me the wild discount on Roxy products for my girlfriends at
Ooh.
The time.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, City Walk is but I get what the optics are for anyone else from someone who's very nostalgic or someone like Jamie who's also from my planet.
Hey.
What's something that you think is underrated?
A good nasal spray, Miles. Is
wow.
and Jamie. Quite underrated. I love a good nasal spray.
What's uh-huh. with nasal spray? Because you know, I've one of my friends, Chris, he like was using like Afrin or whatever that shit is
oh,
so much
that's
and he
not
was
enough.
Saying he was like yo it can become a problem and
can
you'll
you
be
get
using,
addicted to it
I don't know I think or it well, can it can the relief it causes maybe does but I remember my first interaction with someone going wild on the nasal spray with my friend Chris and I was like you just have like wild empty nasal sprays in your car
yeah that's an insane addiction yeah Afrin I think is one of those nasal sprays that's just saline solution
okay.
so I do not endorse those. I need a little medication in my nasal spray.
Okay.
So that is why I would like to publicly endorse Flonase as my nasal spray of choice.
Yes.
It's excellent.
Wait, so what?
You heard it here.
I guess I am differently abled than you.
yes.
So what?
You have a functioning sinus system?
I didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
You know, that's my privilege. But what is the, what do you need nasal spray for to the point where you're like, you need a good nasal spray?
Mm-hmm. It's an allergy thing and just a general like Jewishness of year-round cold kind of a thing.
And when you do it, do you like inhale or it just sprays in your mouth and it drains out of your nose, out of your mouth? I don't know. I feel like you're just yeah. drowning yourself with it.
It's so funny how you have no idea how nasal spray
no,
works.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I saw someone use a neti pot, and I was like, no!
No, neti pots are triggering.
Yes.
They're very upsetting.
I do not fuck with neti pots. It
They're
feels
freaky.
Like you're being waterboarded. I tried it one time. It was really scary.
It's a hard no for me.
Yeah.
Hard
pass.
So it just clears your sinuses out?
Yeah, you just give a little spritz, inhale,
okay.
other nostril, spritz,
right.
inhale, and then you got to blow your nose so that
man.
You like flush it out.
See,
it's
I thought
really
you were
nice.
Cool. I thought you were doing cocaine in the bathroom.
There,
that was
oh,
spray.
Man, I'm sorry.
no.
Oh,
nasal spray's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And yeah. you know, you got
So you don't
to...
like City Walk and you don't do cocaine in the bathroom. I mean, what the fuck are we doing?
I know. Should I even be in comedy?
Yeah, right.
no, but like, last thing I'll say about nasal spray is that in this dry climate, it's just really important to irrigate your sinuses
yes.
because it's this dry air, man. It's
in
tough.
In this climate?
Lube them up. Lube
in this political climate?
In this climate?
Lube up your tubes.
Lube your tubes, yeah.
It's the least you can do for yourself.
Don't be a rube. Lube your tubes.
I love it.
That'd be new PSA.
yes, for Flonase. That's a free one for you. At Flonase, please hit up Sarah for the wild endorsement deal.
Sponsor me.
Don't be a rube and lube your tubes.
Don't be a rube. Lube your tubes. And finally, what is a myth? What's something that people think is true and you're like, nah, that's so wrong?
That the inside of a dog's mouth is cleaner than humans' mouths.
What?
Yes, this is a thing people believe. I don't.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you guys heard this?
Yeah, of course. That's not true.
No,
they never
not.
Know that
the dog's mouth smells like ass.
Yes, it smells so bad.
I guess it's, yes, I do know that later on people were like, their mouths are good at like filtering out bacteria. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's clean for you to just put your face in.
Sure, they eat their poo-poo.
They lick their butts.
They lick their butts.
And other dogs' butts.
Yeah.
And they're constantly just picking up shit and
do you know where
gross.
It started? Isn't it like a some? Aren't people
someone
conflating
someone was Frenching
some
a dog? Probably someone was like, "Oh no, actually, it's cool that I French my schnauzer because
I'm a scientist." I really don't know.
Some
but
horny scientist that was Frenching his dog theory.
It's really bad. I hate when dogs lick my face, and I have a lot of friends with dogs, and I just want to tell them like, stop letting your dog lick my face and other people's faces.
Ooh,
it's rude. It's like, I don't know. It's like hugging someone who doesn't want to be hugged.
And then especially if it's like a big dog and the dog is, you know, like having its way with you on your face.
Yeah.
And then your friend or the owner is just like, yeah, he's really affectionate.
He likes you.
I was like, your dog is assaulting
is
me.
Is a sex crim. I'm not here for that.
I'm blowing the whistle. This dog is out of here.
Oh, God.
Ugh,
yeah, it's weird because like when you like sort of Google the idea, they're like, I guess there's bacteria that is present that's maybe less present in humans, but yeah, most people are like,
only
I don't
because
know
we don't eat our own poop that I know of.
Yeah, then it's like, is it good for a dog to lick your wounds? It's like, no, do
what?
Not let your dog lick your wounds. Dog saliva is bacteria that can be harmful to humans and create infection.
Oh my God,
what happens if your dog licks your cut? I love that people are out here like, I fucked that part up. What's the next step? It did lick my cut. What do I do now? Just says, please clean the shit out.
Should you let your dog eat your scabs?
Oh, what about puppies kissing babies, though? That's like my favorite kind of video.
I feel like puppies are cleaner. I don't know.
I wish puppies could kiss without licking. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
Like every kiss from a dog is a French kiss.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I wish they could just be like, mwah. Like kiss on both cheeks, kind
but
of
I
an air
they
kiss.
They don't have the musculature around there. Well, anyway, this is something we can figure
this
out.
Is a, yeah. But this is a, yeah, that was a dialogue. Oh my God.
Sorry, LA.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's weird. I just feel like because of that, I always let dogs lick me. I'm like, ha ha ha. But then it gets to a point where I'll snap on my like other people's dogs and they'll be like, oh my God, why? And I'm like, well, first of all, I was trying to communicate to you I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
So if I pick your dog, I'm going to go, okay, no more.
Yeah.
Like you can't get offended because I looked out for myself.
Exactly.
Right. Like, I didn't punch
your
dog that hard.
Mm.
Well, let's get into the stories. And let's start off with this person that I used to know named Kanye West.
I'm kind of familiar.
But
yes.
Most of his cards still say Kane.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
And, you know, apparently he went on Twitter to let people know that he has awoken from his sunken place slumber.
Oh.
First, he was just trying to distance himself from Candace Owens and the whole Blexit thing we talked about earlier this week and how, you know, the person who made the design for her didn't want their name on it naturally, so then he was claiming that she put his and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I don't want anything to do with that. And then this is the tweet that everyone's like, oh my gosh, look, Kanye's back. And it said, my eyes are now wide open and now realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative.
Send tweet.
Send tweet. Bank account still on zero. What? I thought that would fix that. I mean, a lot of people were like, yo, can you believe this? Can you believe this? And I'm like, yes, I can, because his like album sales are abysmal. No one's really like the Yeezy phenomenon in footwear is starting to wane. And I think for me, it was just kind of like many celebrities were telling him, yo, you're fucking up, my man.
Yeah,
like face to face.
Yeah.
Or maybe not just on Twitter or whatever, because clearly the people around him were like, no, it's fine.
And his own family and like marriage seemed to be in trouble as a result. Like the Kardashians were going out, you know, and Kris Jenner, who, you know, hasn't had a loss yet.
Right.
was
this
kind
one.
Of like, well, no, but she got back.
Right.
She's the PR master.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying it like Kim Kardashian was saying, I love him, but fuck no to everything he's saying.
Yeah.
And it's affecting our marriage. And so I think that's probably a big factor too.
Yeah.
I hope he listens to his wife and his wife's family, but I just don't know if he does.
Like, I just don't. Yeah, he went too far. That I'm like, you pushed me too far, my man.
Yeah,
I'm not really willing to hear you anymore. Because also, like, all this shit you want to talk about. Oh, I'm a free thinker, and I'm like, I'm looking at shit so different. But you're so fucking smart that you didn't realize the buffoonery you were engaging in, and now you're like, I realize now what I was doing. You're not.
I
miss me with your pseudo-intellectual bullshit.
And I'm not looking forward to however far in the future he decides to like make an album commenting on this time in his life where was brainwashed and all that. Yeah. I'm like, I just don't.
I think the only way he can even begin to like get people like me on board is if he can actually articulate how wrong everything he said he was, and not just being like, I realize now. No. Break it down,
right.
What you did and what the damage is.
Write like a college thesis about this.
And formally, forcefully denounce Donald Trump and this MAGA bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I will just be like, okay, you've gone from negative 900 to negative 100.
I'm at the point, too, where I'm like, if just like even a thoughtful apology is like, okay, also redistribute some wealth, dude.
Yeah.
Like donate X amount to communities you harmed by promoting the bullshit you were doing. Like sink some money into it. I don't care if you took a hit on your out. You're still a fucking bajillionaire. Donate some money to some places to the people you were hurting.
It also makes me wonder, like, is there an actual like a sort of time frame for celebrities to get in touch with what regular reality is? Like, you know, because he started this around May when he got on the whole Trump thing. And then now he's like, oh, wow, I messed up. Like, do you think it took like 5 months for it to trickle up to him? Or do you think, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a dog
ears
thing.
Or is this just another expression of his illness? I don't know.
I think he's so ill and I just can't take anything he does or says seriously.
Yeah.
So I stop looking for meaning. But I want to know if it's racist for a white person to ironically wear a Blexit sweatshirt. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't think you need to wear
Okay, cool.
It's, yeah.
Well,
So and thank you for taking off the Blexit sweatshirt. I appreciate that.
Okay, wait, hold on.
It looks dope, though. I like the colors.
The graphic design is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
The font is so nice.
It's a human as an X. and again, right, even with, I feel like a while back or like maybe last week, I was like, yeah, just wait for the white people to do blackface Kanye outfits. And sure enough, they did.
So, they always will.
You know, if he wants to look at all the fun that he started, take a look at that. But it's fun to also look in the replies to that tweet where people were like, I thought you were a free thinker, man. And like all the, these MAGA people so butthurt.
Oh my God.
And they're like, I didn't realize the chain was just really long. And they're like, okay, Mr. Racist asshole. Now you're like, fuck, this is funny how immediately, now you just go back to racism when you realize this black person isn't vibing with your dumb
maybe
politics.
A white person shouldn't accuse a black person of being like on a chain. It seems
problematic.
MAGA.
Free thinking.
Problematic. There's already, Candace Owens has already released a statement saying that that used tweet was a bullet piercing her heart. So new friendship squashed.
Oh.
I know.
So soon. So yeah.
Well, I guess maybe now's a better time than ever to take a break so we can pour one out for Candace Owens and Kanye West. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we are back. And on Tuesday, the president, Donald Trump, made his way to Pittsburgh visit the Tree of Life Synagogue, where that horrific shooting took place, in which 11 people were killed. And, you know, initially, many people, including the mayor of Pittsburgh, were like, do not come here right now. Mm-mm. At least let's bury our dead and mourn before you come in here for some kind of circus, circuitry, whatever that word
Circuit
is.
Circuit City.
Yes. Circuit City. Thank you. And, you know, he even brought along Ivanka and Steve Mnuchin to demonstrate how pro-Semite he is.
Was Ivanka wearing, like, a stupid sweatshirt that had, like, a Star of David with, like, an X over it?
Could have been. I don't know.
She's and, like, I got it from Zara. I don't
know. Oh, you mean Melania.
I'm sorry.
Yes, yes,
I confuse
yes.
those people
yeah,
all the time.
I mean, it's easy to confuse his wife and his daughter.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he wishes his wife or his daughter, am I right?
It's all the same to him, yeah.
But he pulled up, but I don't think he was expecting. The people of Pittsburgh were definitely not pleased because he was met by thousands of protesters who took to the streets in and around the synagogue to basically show that the community is united against hatred, and also showing that this is not the time for someone who's crazy conspiracy theories and like anti-Semitic conspiracy theories have fueled this kind of violence in the real world.
Yeah. Right.
And wasn't his motivation for bringing Ivanka that Jared is Jewish and that Ivanka converted to Judaism when they got married?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was my okay. That was
that's
my
why I said yeah. And Steve Mnuchin.
Right.
So he brought Jewish person who works for him that he'd be like, you gotta come with me right
I
now.
I have Jewish friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's like, where's the hat?
I'm pretty sure Ivanka and Jared were the only people who were like pushing him to respond to the
thing,
right?
They were
like,
begging him.
Yeah, because it wasn't like one of his first sort of quotes or whatever about his hair and how like some reporter, like angry leftist person had like pointed out that his hair was blowing in the wind at a press conference. And he was like, that was what he decided to share with everyone on the day of the shooting
right.
was just like him being like, my hair's real. Okay.
Yeah, it blew away and that's fake news. but, you know, and it's crazy. At one point, the amount of people that were in the streets, like, sort of complicated his arrival of his motorcade. So, like, it was a, you know, shout out to the people of Pittsburgh for coming together and, you know, letting this person know that this is the most ill-timed presidential visit. I mean, there was leadership on both sides of the aisle who were like, I don't want to go with you there. Like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And they're even, I think one of the victims' families even refused to meet with him because, as they say, they're like, you're crazy misrepresentation of this group of migrants who are coming north from Central America and using this like George Soros conspiratorial
globalist
anti-Jewish dog whistle. At this point, it's not a dog whistle, it's a fucking air horn.
Mm-hmm.
Fueled the man who eventually went to Gab and was like, okay, I don't give a fuck, I'm doing this. And, you know, it was a very, very charged day. You could see the emotion in the streets as the news covered it and the amount of people that were there. And you wouldn't believe that based on the tweet that he put out Wednesday morning, because it said, this is just such a fucking ridiculous tweet. He said, Melania and I were treated very nicely yesterday in Pittsburgh. The office of the president was shown great respect on a very sad and solemn day. We were treated so warmly.
Oh my God.
Small protest was not seen by us, staged far away. The fake news stories were just the opposite. Disgraceful.
Let me ask you, Miles, how many of those words were capitalized unnecessarily?
Disgraceful was fake news, and that's
it. Is fake news not a proper noun?
At this point, I think so. Yeah. When you're just talking about journalists who talk to people and are broadcasting that. But again, it just shows you how he is doing everything he can to avoid meaningful discussion around his rhetoric and the environment that he's creating. And it's not just him, but he has a huge part in it by being the president and being the sort of figurehead for a lot of these super right-wing deranged people.
Right.
And by having this tweet to just sort of paper over the cracks, like he was like, it was wonderful. And the office of the president was like, that's such a fucking weird way to,
I know,
like spin the
to come
bullshit.
Out, I know. Like hot with like, okay. Like because he doesn't even really mention the reason that he's there other than saying sad and solemn. He's just like, and no one was actually mad at me. I rule. I'm great.
Yeah.
And anyways,
the song is about me. Yeah.
It's just like, so it's so like, at this point, the fact that people in Pittsburgh did not want him there is just like a testament to how far everything has come.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we don't want the president to, because it's so transparent of like, he's going to take advantage of this tragedy and make it about something that has nothing to do with us, nothing to do with our community, and is going to be to push an agenda that will ultimately harm us.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, it's like, I'm so sick of him like disavowing accountability for this shit. It's like him standing like in front of a burning house with a can of gasoline being like, I was received very warmly by this house.
Yeah,
like,
very warmly.
Yeah, like,
technically it was warm. Fire is warm.
Yeah. I mean, this house is lit, if anything. And, you know, just sort of all around, the bumbling of the administration around this event has been, like, so offensive. Like, from March parading out your Jewish family members to somehow be like, well, there's no way I could have said anything because look at Jared.
Look at my daughter.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And then Mike Pence was at an event where a fake rabbi essentially said a prayer for the victims. And in one of the most offensive, I don't even know how to describe, like, how. So
this is bad, Miles. This is all bad.
The rabbi is of the Messianic Jews, Jews for Jesus.
Messianic Jews for Jesus, which are fake Jews.
Right.
They are not real Jews. They believe that Jesus is the Savior.
That Yeshua is Jesus.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that he is still coming, you know?
Right.
Or sorry, that he came and he'll come back, right? Isn't that what Christians believe?
Exactly. And I think that it's also like a weird recruiting tool to try and like convert Jews to Christianity.
Yes.
Also, it's a very fucking...
It's very slippery.
It's quite literally the opposite of Judaism, even more than Christianity is.
It is. Like, I know. It's somehow... Yeah, it's not Christianity. It's not Judaism. It's just bad. But this is really, really offensive. This guy, by the way, was not even a Jews for Jesus rabbi, if you want to call them rabbis. He was like disbarred from Jews for Jesus.
Right.
He
de-cloaked,
was
decloaked.
I'm sorry.
First of all, I love the term decloaked.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to call investigative journalism from now on.
Yeah.
You've
been decloaked.
Decloaked.
Decloaked with Jamie Loftus. It's your conspiracy theory podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's
someone will make that on Twitter. Zeit Gango, do your Photoshop thing.
Do it.
Decloaked with Zamie Zeit.
Zamie Zeit.
Anyway.
Zamie Zeit, guys.
But this group, because I think he was decloaked for libel. Like, he was just... This guy is a fucking shitheel all around.
He's too shitty for Jews for Jesus.
Yeah.
Even they don't want him. It's bananas.
Yeah.
And like, just, I can't decide whether this is an intentional slight to Jews or if this is just falls under the category of like oblivious of like Trump playing that Pharrell song Happy at his rally the same day as the shooting. I don't know how much to read into this. It feels offensive.
Well, it just, at every corner, right? You just show they know fuck all. Like,
yeah.
A lot of this shit is so unintended half the time because they, like, obviously, sometimes their offensiveness is intended, but other times it's born out of the idea that they're so ignorant about things.
They have no idea. Like, it would be hard if you were looking for someone who was absolutely the least qualified out of everyone to do this specific task. It would be hard to find that guy.
It would be a Jews for Jesus rabbi who was kicked out of Jews. Like, he's just some fucking floater. I don't know.
So many steps of removal.
Like, so true. Yeah. When I was reading this article, I came up with five Jews more appropriate to host, or sorry, to deliver these warrants at the gig.
New list.
And it was Bernie Madoff, the ghost of famous mobster Bugsy Siegel, okay. Kyle from South Park, Drake, and of course, Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm available.
Yeah, right. I mean, Ivanka, I probably would have been like, huh, I see what they did there, but gross also.
Right.
And the crazy thing was during his benediction, like, he didn't mention any of the victims and then only evoked the names of the candidates at this event that were running for office. So, all around, really smooth move.
Another home run.
Right. And this is all, again, like, so. To tie this back to sort of Trump and sort of the last push into the midterm elections coming up Tuesday, everybody vote. He just went again right after his tweet about, oh, everyone treated us so well in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Then went on to tweet some dumb shit about how the caravan, like people were being violently attacked in Mexico and the officials are doing nothing. Again, completely baseless things that he's just tweeting, which shows you he's really learned fuck all. And again, I hate to, like, this. We'll be saying this for the next 4 years. I'll just be like, and it shows you he's learned nothing.
2 years.
Or knows nothing.
Hopefully.
No, I'm like, yeah. Fingers crossed.
We'll see. In dystopia.
Yeah. But again, I think for the Republicans, they're probably just reeling, especially House Republicans, because every time he does this, like we've seen since last week, and from the MAGA bomber to this guy and his response to those things, it's tanked his approval ratings bit by bit. Now, don't get complacent because we need to put the smash on all these Republican people in the election.
Mm-mm. Right.
But yeah, I think that's really costing the House, if anything, because this is not something you can go and campaign on because immediately someone's going to ask you, well, what do you think about this? Like, what's your what's this? What's your president up to? Even though he's everyone's president.
Yeah.
All
I can do is just sigh, like, disappointedly.
I've come up with so many new sighs in the past 2 years. Really reinvented the game.
Let's hear them.
I mean, there's different kinds. Okay, so I just gave you a, and that's like, sure, this is happening. And then there's like more of an aggrieved, like, and that's a more an aggressive
sigh. That's like a 5 out of 10?
Yeah. And then I'm just like, you know, there it is. That's a breaking news sigh.
Yeah, what can you do? Well,
what can you do
at this next story? Because my goodness, again, we talk about the ignorance of some of these people on the right.
This is a juicy one.
This is a story that warms my heart because it's so bumbling and fucking idiotic, but also just a sad state of affairs in our country. So in the last couple of weeks, a few journalists began hearing from a woman who claimed that she was approached by someone to sign a sworn affidavit claiming that she was sexually assaulted by Robert Mueller, the special counsel who's looking into all matters regarding Trump, Russia, buffoonery, dumbness, and fuckery.
Mr. Bob.
Yes, Mr. Bobby, Bobby Mull. And at first, some journalists didn't find that she was credible, and they're like, I saw this, but then some of the journalists followed up with the person that was reaching out, and this guy was dumb enough to be like, oh, yeah, that was me. I'm just working on behalf of this guy, Jack Berkman, who offered me money. Now, this guy, Jack Berkman, is a fucking GOP.
He's a garbage troll.
He's a garbage troll.
He looks like
he
a slug.
He deals in conspiracy theories. He does, like, you know, whether it's pushing, like, the Seth Rich disappearance conspiracy theory or just other things. I think he helped do a fundraiser for Rick Gates when he was on house arrest to help pay for it. Yeah, and like the judge was like, hey, fucking knock it off.
Can you chill?
Yeah.
That's the verdict.
So again, his ugly head is reared here in this instance where, again, this person is saying, you know, this guy reached out to me on behalf of Jack Berkman. And the guy, this person just essentially confirmed it. Then on Twitter, this guy, Jacob Wool, who's like, you know, he writes for Gateway Pundit, and he's just like this, he's like a MAGA Twitter celebrity, basically. He tweeted so coyly. Several media sources tell me that a scandalous story about Mueller's breaking tomorrow should be interesting. Stay tuned. Please stay tuned. And then other journalists began to sort of retweet and be like, I think I know what you're talking about. It's this thing we're all actually working on a story to out you as the person who's involved in this really dumb scheme to try and smear Robert Mueller.
But stay tuned.
But please stay tuned. And then we find out that there was another woman who had also said that she was approached by Robert Mueller. Except this woman was a law professor and was like, you think I'm going to commit fraud for you because you're going to pay some of my bills? Like, fuck no.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, on top of that, I've never even met Robert Mueller. So yeah. I don't know where the fuck you think this is going to happen. And that still didn't stop some of these people involved because Jack Berkman was then saying, like, you know, November 1st, Thursday, we'll see if it happens today. He's like, at the Roslyn Holiday Inn at noon, we will reveal the first of special counsel Robert Mueller's sex assault victims. I applaud the courage and dignity and grace of strength of my client.
And that's today, right?
Yeah,
as
so we'll see.
As this is coming out. Like, now,
as we're recording,
wait.
We don't know if this is going to happen. Things may have broken since we recorded this where he obviously can't do it because I think – one of the things and one of the claims that people were trying to make was like the assault occurred in 2010. But just by the grace of our God, Lord Jesus, this
Yeshua.
Is a day. Yeah, Yeshua. I'm sorry. This was a day that Robert Mueller was verifiably doing jury duty. And it's his whereabouts are exactly known.
This is so sloppy.
It's so fucking sloppy. So,
oh my God.
Then we find out that the story, according to these guys behind it, they're like, or the people, you know, pushing this story, it's like, you know, we're working with this really great intelligence firm called Surefire Intelligence.
Oh, yes.
And
very legit.
Very legit. Very legit. They're like, and they're the ones who are really digging up some of this dirt for us. And when we'll know what's actually going on here. And the Gateway Pundit website was even like, oh, this is great. Like, we'll be covering this story. So when you look into the Surefire Intelligence website, it's just a fucking mess. To start, they say that the managing partner is a man named Matthew Cohen. And when you look at his profile picture, when they have like their our people, like our team,
about sort us.
Of, yeah, mm-hmm. our about us page, and they list all the people who work at the firm, they show this really blown out image of Matthew Cohen. You just see a dark silhouette. You can very easily compare that to some of the photos of Jacob Wall that are out there on the internet. And lo and behold, it's Jacob Wall.
You gotta be kidding me.
But maybe that's a coincidence because someone could take anyone's photo and put it there, right?
Sure.
Anyone could look like a chode loser in a picture,
anyone could look like an absolute chard if they wanted to. But when you start looking through there, then they were looking at some of the like domain registration things. You know, this is a digital footprint. The emails, Jacob Wall's email address.
You're freaking kidding me.
Well, that's just a really bizarre coincidence. Let's call the phone number. Call the phone number and maybe we'll get to the bottom of what Surefire is.
Hello, this is Jacob Wall.
No, it's Jacob Wall's mom because that number forwards to a number that is owned by Jacob Wall. And maybe they have the, you know, T-Mobile One family plan or something.
Sure.
And maybe that's what's going on. But this isn't the first time he's burned his mom, like in other things he's been in. Aside from that, I think he was involved in some securities fraud, too, on Wall Street. But anyway, we're starting to see that, oh, this is all leading back to you, Jacob.
Yeah.
Another really fun thing about the Surefire Intelligence website is when you begin to look at some of the people that work there, like, it's all stock photos.
It's just anagrams of Jacob Wall.
Yeah, nearly. It's like
Wake
that.
Wake up, John. Interesting.
As well as like one of the photos is Christoph Waltz.
Wait, from really?
The from famed actor?
Yes, from Inglourious Basterds. They're like, and this is Mike blah, blah, blah. Like,
sir. You don't have enough people in your life to like take real pictures of? Like, yeah. This is so bad.
This
like,
is, it's so, so bad.
They're just trying to like, okay, so this is like how, if you guys have ever filed for unemployment, like you have to list like the references of people like of jobs you've applied for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And like you start running out of things, right? Because you're not just like constantly applying for jobs.
No,
so like,
no, you know, we're welfare queens.
Yeah. Living out the system. So you put like your friends' names and stuff, you know, like to seem legitimate, like as like employers that you've contacted.
Sure.
So this is like that. This is Surefire just like using like their friends' names and family members' names.
Or just people you like. You're like, it'd be cool in my fantasy firm. Hans Landa, the Jew hunter from Inglourious Bastards, is like my right hand.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that his name?
He actually turned me down for a job.
Christoph Waltz turned you down for a job?
Listen, he's very selective. I think like it's...
Hold on. What? What do you mean? You applied for a job with Christoph Waltz?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I got so excited because, well, your life is so interesting that I would believe it.
I would give him... I think that I'm much taller than him. And so I could, you know, maybe be like his car. I could be
not his body double.
No. Yeah. Yeah, maybe, like, I think people can't really tell the difference between me and Christoph Waltz.
Yes, yes, maybe not. And, you know, so Gateway Pundit went on and they published, like, this dossier that was, quote unquote, put together by Surefire Intelligence, a.k.a. Jacob Wall, one of their fucking contributors. And when that went up, they also found out around the same time that the Office of the Special Counsel, who never gives public statements unless it's like, this person has been indicted, or this person has been arrested, yeah, or this person is guilty, they put out a statement that said, we know what's going on, and we've referred this case to the FBI, which got Gateway Pundit shooketh.com, and they pulled the dossier down. They stopped publishing it, and then they're like, we take this very seriously. We'll be speaking to Jacob and blah, blah, blah. And it's just kind of spiraling out of control. It's really fun to watch the Gateway Pundit shudder because they always just post all kinds of pro-Trump conspiracy bullshit on that website. Yeah. Because now they've sort of erased the fact that they were involved with this Mueller smear. And now one of their top stories is about how Democrats...
we do this somehow?
No. It's even weirder. About how Democrats are going to use black magic with a K on the end, M-A-G-I-C-K, magic.
Okay, magic.
To win the midterms.
Oh.
That's their next
Well, at least things are looking good for us, even to them.
Yeah, satanic panic, y'all.
This whole thing, it's like as silly as it is that like this was botched so badly, I feel like this is an example of something that the GOP has been doing a lot. I just finished working on a story about free speech on campus panic and how that is like such a created problem by the GOP where they'll bait liberal campuses by sending extremist speakers. And then if there's a protest, they'll be like, see, the campus
censorship
is hysterical. Yeah. And now there's all these anti-protest laws on historically liberal campuses as a result. And so like them taking advantage of like, or attempting to, fortunately, these people are fucking idiots, but attempting to take advantage of like the Me Too movement and, and like, you know, Robert Mueller's a guy. Would it be the most shocking thing in the world if he were guilty of something like this? No one would be like,
But it's so disingenuous, just like proof that these people only give a fuck about sexual assault when it benefits them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're manufacturing it in this case where they're trying to orchestrate it to their ends. And so what this would accomplish if they weren't fucking idiots is to like discount actual survivors by manufacturing stories.
Right.
Hate it, makes me mad.
And give credence to the idea that there are fake people who show
up.
Yes, exactly.
And it's like, oh, but that's what you do.
Yeah,
right.
And I think it also underlines just how afraid they are of what Robert Mueller is doing, because to go this far, I mean, like, there's always bullshit going down in politics with through op research and things like that. But to go as far as to ask people to commit fraud to then come after his character on this in this way is fucking terrible. And I hope the FBI, you know, you got to do something to fucking throw these motherfuckers in jail. Like, this is ridiculous.
This is insane.
They're trying to shoot the messenger. They're desperate. This is what it's come to, that this is the last thing they have in their book. Also, even if you assume for a moment that that was true, do they think that that absolves Donald Trump of everything he does?
Yes.
Like, it's such a short-sighted thing where it's like, oh, well, Robert Mueller,
he did bad thing, he other person good, better.
So everything he did is a lie or whatever. It's just such a fuck, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
But I can't wait to see how this black magic turns out.
I mean, well, you know, they were also one of the first people pushing the witches in New York doing the hex on Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh.
So
they Gateway Pundit has it. They like to do the witch
panic.
God, they
love talking about witches, don't
they?
Witch hunt.
Did they like the new Sabrina?
Oh, Brina?
Brina.
That's what they call her in the show. I was like, oh, okay, a little nickname. Brina now? Was she called Brina on the Melissa Joan Hart version?
No, I don't recall.
Or not?
Definitely not.
Who was it?
Yeah, that's right.
It was Melissa Joan Hart?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was her thing.
Moving on. Because, you know, there are forces of evil at play in our world. But there are forces of good. And in Georgia, it's clearly a battle between the good and the evil, where the gubernatorial race is getting tighter by the day. Especially a race where you have the Secretary of State and also gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp doing everything in his power to try and suppress the black vote or minority vote in the state, because he's trying to prevent Stacey Abrams, the Democrat, from making history and becoming the governor of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, the latest polling, she's like up, I think, 1 point or something. So numerically ahead. But this is a it's on a knife's edge. So all of the votes, like, you know, there's been all kinds of analysis that maybe over like 350,000 votes or registrations are just sort of being put on ice because of these like exact match laws that they've put in place, mm-hmm. because he's trying to nullify the support that this woman has to actually be elected into office. You know, it's clearly a very contentious race, but there is help coming in the form of one Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah!
It has been reported. Now, starting today, on Thursday, she's touching down in Hotlanta, and she's going to be doing some town halls and even going door to door to convince people to cast their vote for Stacey Abrams. I know voter suppression is a very real problem, but I feel like Oprah, she might be bigger than this.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this moment of fleeting hope in a horrible world. But, like, this is so exciting.
It's like when Gandalf came back.
If anyone can change a mind, it's Oprah. And, Miles, you were saying this before we started recording. Like, there's, like, moms of all, every leaning.
Every leaning. Yeah, every race. Oprah. Every political disposition. There's just Oprah is like the Venn diagram overlap of moms.
So, and like, she's almost, like, not a race to those people. Like,
right.
They just see, you know, pure light.
Yeah.
Yes, just a ray of light. I really hope that she knocks on some very fucked up GOP mom doors mm-hmm. and changes some minds. Because if Oprah comes to your door and you don't listen, there's worms in your brain.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with you.
That's right.
You're very sick.
What, you got worms in your brain, lady? That was Oprah.
Sick.
You do what she says. I mean, you know, I think the dirty tricks version on the left would be to send Oprah down there and bribe the voters to be like, do you want to be on a favorite things special?
Ooh.
Do you want my favorite things? Then come with me to vote. And that would be the pay to play thing. I don't know. No one can turn.
Let's
down
not
Oprah's
start a rumor
things.
That Democrats are bribing.
Yeah,
people
right. And
to
then
do...
they clip this podcast down. Yeah, they're like, you see what they're doing? Yeah. Over
Miles
there?
Gray was seeing it.
The mainstream media.
Yeah.
The mainstream. Daily Zeitgeist.
The second rate podcasts of the world are spreading these untruths. But yeah, I again, it's a very close race. I just really, again, we cannot emphasize more that everyone has to vote.
Please vote.
Because, and not don't just vote for the big ticket higher offices like Senate and House races. You got to vote in your local elections too, because guess what, folks? Those are the people that are going to have the most immediate impact on how you live, how your city operates,
right.
how your state operates. Don't just vote for the senator. Vote for the attorney general, because that is someone who is going to help, hopefully, do some kind of justice reform in your state. Vote for a new secretary of state who can hopefully fight gerrymandering and all kinds of shitty redistricting that, you know, the Republicans have been trying to do to keep their bizarre majority. You got to vote for all these people.
Yeah.
And your ballot propositions as well.
And I know that it's like really overwhelming sometimes I even think about our ballot propositions and I feel like at this point I'm going through them in my head every day to remember. Like,
it's easy. No one 3511. 3-5-6-11.
Well, there's a lot of, just all that to say, there's a lot of really useful voter guides out.
Yeah.
That if you're, you know, going blue wave, it's for almost every state, it's available, and you can just look up your state and look up like a blue voting guide.
Yeah.
And remember what people always are like asking in line when they're voting is you can have your phone with you when you're voting. Because
yes.
I didn't used to, I think when I was voting as recently as 2016, I assumed I couldn't have my phone.
I thought you couldn't.
You know,
why
can.
Did I think
no, you
that?
Can't. You can.
It's
did
because
they
we used to
law?
Cheat on tests
no.
in school.
Oh, exactly. I'm thinking about
we
tests.
We have that.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you have
the SATs.
You have
yeah.
the folder. But like, you don't feel like you're in second grade. You can have your fucking phone. And I know that like in the past, I've thrown away votes because I didn't have
right.
my phone. And I was just like, ooh, and I would guess. But like, bring your phone. You can have your voting guide out with you in the fucking, like, when you're voting.
In the booth.
So just, no excuse.
No Ooh. Excuses. Ooh. All right. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we are back. Now, you know, we had a lot of heavy stories. I know we were gradually coming into the light with Oprah, but I really want to come and see the light, so to speak, of the ghost world. Now, do you guys dabble with the ghost world or necromancy at
all? I fuck with ghosts a little bit.
Okay, really?
Yeah, I will say that, like, I have not personally been touched by ghosts, mm-hmm. but I'm starting to think that some people are able to see ghosts and are in touch with the spiritual world.
I mean, as
ghosts are real and I've seen them.
Oh, yes, really?
As Kid Cudi and Kanye West said once, kids see ghosts sometimes.
Kids sometimes. See
sometimes.
And that, by the way, there should be an asterisk. Some kids see ghosts.
Some kids see ghosts sometimes.
See some ghosts sometimes.
That's the deluxe version.
There's a lot of asterisks. Yep.
That's coming out later this year.
Well, guys, hold on to your butts and hold on to your amethysts and crystals because a woman named Amethyst Realm.
Yes.
That is her name. I love it.
God-given
30,
name.
Of Bristol, England, says that she has had sex with at least 20 ghosts since she was a teenager. But one day, she met a ghost that she was actually interested in having a relationship with. And I'm just going to read from this out of Huffington Post reporting because just reading it is amazing.
Yes.
So she said, yeah, had 20 ghosts, but wasn't looking for a new relationship when she went to Australia on a business trip. However, she says that changed on a nature hike when she came into contact with an apparition and felt sparks like none she's ever known. Realm didn't think it could amount to anything serious, but she says spirits tend to stay in one place, but something amazing happened on her flight home. She felt the presence of her lover on the plane and apparently not stowed in cargo. And this is from her quote, "I couldn't believe it. I was happy and excited, so excited that we had to do something about it. So we headed to the plane loo, the bathroom," she told the Sun, "and well, I'm now a member of the Mile High Club."
Mm. She fucked a ghost in a plane bathroom?
She masturbated
she
in
masturbated
a plane
bathroom.
That's what the fuck she did.
Yeah, like, I've had sex with a ghost in a plane bathroom, okay?
That's such a dope way to describe masturbating.
In a plane bathroom.
Ghost sex.
I've been fucking so many ghosts, dude.
We actually
crazy.
Eloped to the loo.
Yeah.
So.
went to the Lowy for a bit of six.
Bit of fun time.
But she then, so this was a while ago that like this story first emerged. And now things are, you know, they're moving forward. And she went on a TV show to talk about what's next for her and her ghost partner. So just check out her appearance on this show on ITV's This Morning.
And I was taking a walk out in the bush and just suddenly...
This is the whole story, just so you know.
Why was this one different? Because you've had these kind of encounters before, as Eamon said, you're a medium. So why was this so personal? Why was it the feeling different for you?
Because I fell in love with it, I guess. It's for one.
You feel that you're going to connect to such a degree, am I right, that you will have a spiritual or physical baby?
I hope so.
What, spiritual or physical?
Would you be able to
make up your damn mind, Amethyst?
I don't know. I'm not sure what it will turn out like, but...
She can't answer if it's never been done.
There would be a child.
Yeah, whether it be in spirit form or human form, I don't know.
Well, you did say that actually on the flight back from Australia, go into the loo and do what some people do.
Member of a Mile High Club. Yeah.
She really likes that term.
And why did you need to go into the loo to do that if nobody can see that presence there?
Fair question.
So no, wouldn't be able to get into it on the seats, I guess.
I mean, are things good with you at the minute? Or do you go on date nights whenever? Has anything interesting happened recently?
Yeah, they're really good with us. We're hoping to get a hand fasting ceremony soon. So.
Oh, lovely.
Hand fasting.
Hand fasting, not
what
you
think. Is that like a marriage?
Yeah, it's kind of like a spiritual marriage, except... Yeah.
So even though he's been around like 1,000 years or so ago, would he go to the cinema or things with you?
Yeah, we went to the zoo the other week.
Really?
What was the last thing she said, that they went to the cinema last week? They went to the zoo last week?
That's great.
Oh, Amethyst.
This is very funny.
So having sex with a ghost is code for masturbating. Yeah. What is a spirit baby code for? Don't get dark.
Listen, I just...
Don't get dark.
A spirit baby...
Spirit baby is, I think, something like a dude would convince like his long-term girlfriend like to not have a child. Like, well, we have like a spirit baby, basically. Like, we're so close.
It's a creepy doll, and then you're like, oh, I just channel the baby, the baby into it, and then it comes to life.
Oh, Amethyst.
I love Amethyst. I want to mail her a baby doll. And, you know, she's not hurting anyone. What a rude question for them to be like, why didn't you just fuck the ghost in your seat? It's like, she's going to want to be nude to fuck the ghost. Idiot.
You ever fucked a ghost?
Strip nude.
And then
you
just look like every other person on a Spirit Airlines flight masturbating in your seat.
And, oh my God, there's so many. I've only sat next to alcoholic, horny, actively high DJs on Spirit Airline flights.
Yes. With those tiny little trays.
That's what they call a spirit. Some people fear it. Some people hear it. nice. That was from Ghostbusters, too.
You know, I respect this woman because she's clearly just so over having sex with men. Like, right. And, like, we're all having trouble right now. You know what I mean? Like, she's just taking it to the next level.
She's like, fuck it. I'm only into ghosts. Yeah. Only. I'm sorry.
I just figured out yesterday that my boyfriend looks exactly like an American Girl doll I own come to life.
And which one?
Logan.
Is that the Irish one? Irish immigrant?
No. Logan's a boy doll who debuted last year. I was very into it.
Oh.
Did a lot of reporting on it. Purchased the doll. Put the doll in a closet. Now I'm dating someone who looks just like the doll. I'm afraid to open the closet because what if the doll's
not
there?
You won't see it.
Yeah.
What if he's the doll?
Oh my God.
What if he's the doll?
Oh my God. He's for sure the doll.
Your boyfriend looks like this dead-eyed fucking child?
My boyfriend does look a lot. I mean, I'll show you a picture, but it is startling. The fact that he looks exactly like Logan the doll.
Does he have a smooth, waxy face and vacant eyes?
He's got a plush body and no penis.
And is he a drummer? Because he's wearing a t-shirt with a drum set that says, play loud.
Okay, listen, dude. He does play the drums.
Oh my God!
He literally is Logan come to life.
Dude, if anyone's at Jamie's house right now, please check for that doll.
This is some black magic shit.
Because I've done stuff with that. I've kissed the doll, and like maybe the doll came to life.
Oh, good Lord.
And now he's a man.
Can I see your boyfriend, please?
He owns a car, though.
Your boyfriend?
Yes.
What do you mean he owns a car, though? Like, that changes the
doll can't drive, Miles.
He owns a car, though.
He looks...
It's an American Girl Hummer.
I've got a side-by-side...
Meet Logan, Tenny's bandmate and drummer. The 18-inch Logan boy doll has gray eyes that open and close and short brown hair. Logan's unique hand positioning helps him hold instruments.
He looks like the doll.
I mean, because he looks like a traditionally handsome guy.
He looks like the doll. First of all, thank you so much. Second of all, he looks like the doll.
He looks like Rami Malek.
Whatever. Clearly, you need him to look like the doll, Jamie, so I'm not going to take that from you. He looks like the fucking doll. And you want this? You want him to be Logan?
Come to life? I'm going to start spreading the rumor that there's no more doll in the closet.
Oh, my God. Buy him that outfit and put him in your closet. So then you're like, I went to look at the doll and it was my boyfriend.
I'm going to return him to the store.
You guys should go to the American Girl Doll Cafe together in New York.
I love it there. There's one in L.A. No need.
Where is it?
I go there. West Hollywood or some shit. It's probably in the Grove. I go there for my birthday.
God, I hate the Grove. There's one place I hate more than the Universal City Walk. Okay, listen. We have enough outdoor spaces that don't have, you know, Sephora's and dumb tiny trains.
You're simply wrong.
Okay. Well,
so what's your ideal space to go be with the people and consume? Indoor malls?
I love just like a nice street that has a couple boutiques on it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'm a casual sort of in and out shopper.
Yeah, you're like
I don't like to feel trapped.
Yeah, you pick it outside like the Americana and shit. You're like, don't ruin the neighborhood.
Dude, the Americana is the Paris of California. Anyone who says otherwise hates joy.
No, nope. You guys have Stockholm Syndrome and I can help you.
I love just being like, meet me in Paris we'll go to the Americana.
We should do a podcast where we rate malls.
I would love to do that.
We'll go around, just walk around and be like, ask the secret, how long have you worked here? Mm-hmm. What's it like?
I love mall drama. I used to work in a mall, and mall drama is such a real.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk off mic about this. So, last story, just to wrap things up. Now, it's not the lightest story, but it's sort of in line with what we've been talking about.
It's brutal.
A few weeks ago, we talked about a story about how like the numbers of deaths of people trying to take wild selfies has been on the rise. And Jamie brought to our attention about a couple who met their fate trying to take a selfie in a very dangerous place.
Died at Yosemite National Park as a married couple. Age 29 and 30, high school sweethearts, very sad.
Oh, no.
But they were married travel bloggers who had a substantial Instagram following. We know how the story goes.
Yep.
And they, unfortunately, I mean, it was brutal. They fell 800 feet to their death.
Were they on a cliff or something? They must have been. No, they were on solid ground. Sinkhole opened up.
They died taking a selfie on a cliff.
See,
and
we were really struggling with this. What do we do? Because on one hand, their death is tragic and untimely and undeserved.
It's very sad, yes.
However, when you're getting reckless with your safety like that, trying to take a selfie on the gram, there's something about that too where I'm just like, you guys could have, you didn't have to do this.
Because there's a version of all of us that would die for likes.
Yeah, right.
And this is just like one of the unfortunate circumstances where it happened. But like there were even, you know, posts that were joking on that same account, but that were acknowledging like, yeah, what we're doing is dangerous, but hope you like it. There is a caption from March where the woman in the couple is on the edge of a cliff and the picture is captioned, a lot of us, including yours truly, is a fan of daredevilry attempts of standing at the edge of cliffs and skyscrapers. But did you know that wind gusts can be fatal? Is our life worth just one photo? Which is very
damn, answer that question. Do we see the photo? Do they get the photo?
Yeah, I'm really wondering. I want to see this photo.
The selfie?
Yeah.
I don't think the phone survived the 800-foot fall, unfortunately.
Damn. Well, there's iCloud, too.
That's true.
I'm really selfish being like, what would the photo look like? Yeah, but, you know, they died doing what they loved.
That's the most important
thing. Stunting on the gram.
That's, I mean, of all the ways to die in this modern world.
Well, see, this brings up the thing, right? Because then, like, there were reporting that Jack Dorsey at Twitter was contemplating.
Who can kiss my ass, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because fuck Twitter, man.
Kicked me off Twitter again. Third time this year.
Because we'll talk about that later. So he was talking about getting rid of the like button.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have also talked about, you know, like that might be useful because people are going to get less obsessed with it. I have a feeling like people probably use Twitter less if there wasn't a like button.
Yeah, what's the point?
Right, because we have this sort of dopamine loop from social media.
Diary sales are now hit an all-time high.
Dude, it's big moleskin behind
it. It's definitely, like, I mean, Jack Dorsey, I think, will do almost anything to get people to talk about something other than the fact that he lets Nazis be on his platform.
Yes,
he's what if I took away the buttons? Because people will be toxic
on... Yeah, how about you de-platform these hate fucks?
I was like,
can you deplatform these hate folks? But he's like, what if I took away the little heart? But speaking to that, obviously there's like a ton of studies that have tracked the dopamine response to getting a like on any platform.
Yeah.
So removing it on Twitter, I kind of wonder what, how it would change, because there's a lot of people who use Twitter strictly for news, and I feel like their habits wouldn't change very much, but more so, like, I feel like
it's for the people, like,
would shy away from it because they were like, well, what's the point? How am I supposed to gauge a response to this unless I know? Yeah. I don't know.
It'll definitely get rid of the people who are trying to be comedians on Twitter. Because, I mean, although
Which is
a lot of those people
bummer.
Get zero likes anyway and are still fucking tweeting. So I don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
We don't know.
I wonder if the Mensons will stay on Twitter. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Look, guys, just please be safe. Okay. Nothing wrong with photoshopping your Instagram images. I think that's actually a better trend to do. Make them impossible images.
Please.
We're like high from the bottom of this iceberg.
Purchase a green screen and never leave your home.
Yeah, that's fair. Or maybe like Yosemite, build a fence. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the Grand Canyon, it's like.
But also, it's like, be realistic. You know what I mean? Like, why do I gotta put a fence? You should know your innate human wiring should be like cliff bad.
We can't help it. We're controlled by the likes.
It's the flexing of
I'm
the ground.
I'm a slave to the likes.
I know.
I feel like an old man shaking my fist at a cloud for being like, how could this happen? But it's one thing to chase likes, which people do all the time. And there's a version of everyone that does that all the time.
Yeah.
Just like stay away from the edges of cliffs, especially if you're knowingly doing that.
Yes. Mm. And be safe.
Oh, that was
because
very...
no picture is worth your life.
Despite
the point you're trying to prove to all those people you went to high school with to show them how cool your life is now that you moved out of their town. And maybe you work at a cheesecake factory, but they don't know that based on your photos. It looks like you're at a lot of red carpet
but
events.
You're wearing a – yeah, you're in front of a step and repeat.
Yep.
They don't know that you're at the step and repeat at the Walgreens on Sunset.
Or the step and repeat that you walked down Hollywood Boulevard, the party already wrapped, and the lighting's mad different than when the step and repeat was actually active with the photographers. I mean, let's be real. That's
and then
the
you're like casual. Like,
very
so
personal
crazy
here.
Right now.
Yeah, well, these are L.A. things. L.A. tings.
Just LA team.
But those are my favorite, though. I know, I'm sure you see this at events, though, when you see a step and repeat set up, and once the photographers leave, the people creep up to the step and repeat and just take the selfie. You're like, yo, come on now.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of cute, though.
I like it. You know, do whatever you got to do. But also, you're not fooling me. And I don't think more or less. I won't think more of you if you're on a step and repeat. There's no value to me for you being on a step and repeat. Yeah. Anyway. That'll do it for us. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Oh, yeah.
What a delight.
Wonderful. Awesome. Jamie, thank you also for holding it down. Okay. Sarah, where can people find you and follow you and Venmo you and stuff like that?
Oh, yes. I am Sarah E. Isaacson. That's Isaacson, like the son of Isaac, pretty much everywhere.
Okay.
Consistent. Yes.
And what is a tweet that you like?
Okay.
And what is a tweet?
And also, what is a tweet?
A tweet is. Okay. I really liked this tweet from Jess Dweck. Conservatives who point out that Lincoln was a Republican are like adults with leap day birthdays who say, actually, I'm only 8 years old.
That's great.
Yep.
I really like that.
Jamie Loftus. Now, I'm going to ask you where people can follow you. But again, there's another saga in the Twitter journey of one Yami Lofty. Now, can you tell me what's going on?
Lil Yami's having some trouble on the platforms this week. Was kicked off of Twitter for the third time this fucking year for the third irrational reason this year. This time I was kicked off for threatening, quote unquote, a fictional character that is a cartoon that I myself wrote. So the tweet in question is, one day I will find the Zamboni twins. They know what they did. I will find them and I will kill them. The Zamboni twins are cartoon Zambonis that I've been drawing for years, but I was reported and I'm a very dangerous person. And so I can no longer
so no
be
one
on
can
Mr.
Follow
Jack's
you
website.
Okay.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jamie Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
They let
anything rock on there.
Yeah, I'm still
especially the Proud Boys actually. There's like a whole thing going on where like a lot of the alt-right people like Instagram has been the final rock they can cling to.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Really,
just don't take your boob out and breastfeed, right?
Yeah, it's like unless you have a nipple out and then you're fucking out of there.
Or God forbid you're a breast cancer survivor showing your scars, anything going on.
How dare you, honestly. Yeah, so you can follow me on Instagram. I'm at this point with Twitter, I'm at a loss. I don't even know if I'm gonna do
it
anymore.
Forget it. Let's just deplatform you.
Yeah.
You're too big for the platform, to be honest.
It's not. I really it affects my ability to work and it makes me sad.
Does it affect your ability to work?
I mean, it doesn't.
Oh, you mean in that sense of like sort of being able to put content out through your Twitter?
Well, no, I mean, just in terms of being like a comedian who needs to promote my shows,
right.
That's like where my biggest following was. And so having it constantly taken away for never a good reason is really frustrating.
Yes. Well, Zygang, please bombard Jack and be like, yo, the tweet itself on its face is absurd. Absurd.
It's...
There's nothing about it that is an actual threat. Who the fuck do you think the Zamboni twins are?
I was like, the Zamboni twins are in danger.
They're Italian babies who need our help.
Yeah, meanwhile you have like these morons trying to smear Robert Mueller on there and you're like, yeah, whatever, let it rock.
Just vote everyone, I'll be fine.
Just vote. Just write in Jamie Loftus for you're voting for. Tweet that I like, I'm at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. I like a couple. One is from Ella Jenkin at Ella LJJ. It says, here's some tricks I used if I pee my pants. 1, tie a cardigan around your waist. 2, pour a beverage down yourself to disguise the wet patch. 3, pretend your water just broke. In the parentheses says, helps to put a balloon under your shirt. And 4, sit on a wet fish and act surprised.
Kill a fish with your butt.
So stupid. And another one is from Josh Gondelman. It says... At Josh Gondelman, it says, every 20-year-old MAGA superstar has the personality of, like, an oil tycoon's youngest son who refused to learn how to read and had an on-call wet nurse throughout high school. Very true.
Very
you can
specific.
Follow us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We got a Facebook fan page. We have a website even, www.dailyzeitgeist.com, where you can find all of our links to our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As well as like links to the songs we write out on. And you can also find that information in the show notes that are available in whatever player you're in. And if your player is robust enough, there might even be links in there for you to just click on while you're listening.
Get a robust player.
Get a robust player, honestly, to know that what we're saying isn't all garbage and just secondhand, second-rate information, which it kind of is. Okay, and this song that we're going out on is by Sunny Colon, S-U-N-N-I-C-O-L-O-N, in case you really want to search for this. It's called Little Things, and again, it's just got a good sort of updated soul vibe, great rhythm section. I love the open hi-hat that's in it. It's one of my favorite percussive sounds, and his singing is just wonderful, and please get into his music. This is Little Things by Sunny Colon, and that is it for today. We will see you guys tomorrow, because I guess it's a daily show.
It is a daily podcast.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Sometimes I feel like I'm flying away. When I feel like I'm locked in a cage, there's a void that I'm facing. Galaxy in space is a time.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.